NPR's business news starts with a massive internet merger proposal. Sure, Yahoo's stock has been sliding, but it's worth something apparently to Microsoft. The software giant offered to buy Yahoo for just under $45 billion. If that deal were to go through, it would be Microsoft's largest acquisition ever. NPR's Greg Allen is covering the story. And why would Microsoft want to act now?
Well, Steve, you know, this is really a move aimed at the leading search engine company, Google, which is just so dominant now in the industry. Yahoo has been trying to find a way to go better against Google and has been struggling in recent years trying to come up with an identity for itself. At the same time, Microsoft has been really working to try to get make a more of a presence online. All their various ideas that are out there haven't really done the job for them. So they've been looking at the Yahoo for a while. So it could be a merger, if it happens, that could make both companies be real competitors against Google.
They're offering a huge premium on the current stock price, or at least what the stock price was before this merger was announced.
Right. Well, Yahoo's stock is down now, and as you say, Microsoft is offering $31 per share, and that's more than 60% higher than what Yahoo's stock closed at yesterday. So this is going to be a deal that shareholders are going to be looking hard at, and it sounds like it'll be hard for them to ignore this.
Okay, so what does this mean for this giant company that Microsoft and perhaps Yahoo, if the merger were to go through, would be trying to compete together against? What does it mean for Google?
Well, what we know right now is Google stock dropped a little bit. Of course, it looks like they'll have strong competitors against them. It means that there could be two big players in the game. It's interesting. It's a deal that Microsoft tried to make happen last year. They went to Yahoo and tried to propose something like this. Yahoo rebuffed them, saying that they were doing some market positioning, some restructuring, and that they think things would improve. Steve Ballmer, CEO of Microsoft, sent a letter today saying, a year later, market hasn't improved. Let's go ahead and do the deal. So he's making this direct financial bid.
Greg, thanks.
Certainly, Steve.
That's NPR's Greg Allen on Microsoft's offer to buy Yahoo.